The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny this morning. There's drama across the water, but drama here as well. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. First of all, the loss of the government majority with Joe McHugh resigning the party whip, is that, effectively resigning the party whip, is that going to damage this government's likelihood of seeing out its full term?
Asher, what drama? One resignation in 24 hours, Jonathan. We know that's nothing now. It's more than 50 across the water, but it is going to mean a lot for the government here. With Joe McHugh stepping away. Now, in reality, losing the government majority in past governments probably would have toppled them, could well have toppled them. It's probably not going to do so this time around, because when you do crunch the numbers, they had 84 in 2020 when the government was formed. They lost Owen Murphy, who resigned. That seat went to Labour. Mark McSharry defected over to the independent benches. And then two of the Greens are currently in exile until November after voting against the government on a motion on the National Maternity Hospital. Now Joe McHugh overboard. But Leo Varadkar told his parliamentary party last night he's had a chat with Joe McHugh, and he expects that he will support the government on a vote-to-vote basis, may support them on the government, although McHugh was quoted in The Independent this morning as saying he hasn't decided whether or not he'll do that. And the government believes it can rely on the votes of the two Greens as well, that even though they're in purgatory, if you like, and out of the parliamentary party, that they will still vote with the government on most things. And in reality, the government has a number of independents as well that usually vote along with it. There was as many as 8 that voted with the Taoiseach. But that can't be relied on for every single vote. And if there is something particularly controversial that comes before the Dáil, it's not a guarantee that you will get those independents in line, not a guarantee that you get Joe McHugh in line. And Nasa Hourigan and Patrick Costello have both said in the past that they have issues with elements of government policy. So we've got a very tricky budget coming up. It's one that has to appease a lot of people with relatively not a lot of money, and probably is going to be quite difficult. It's not inconceivable to think we could get into a scenario where the government loses votes there.
And briefly, if we can, Leo Varadkar's fairly lengthy statement today: I know I did not break the law, do anything corrupt or even self-interested. That is now clear to any fair-minded person. He wants to draw a line under it, but he has to cut off those who he says made allegations, who went to extraordinary lengths to publicise them.
Yeah, if last night was about relief when he got the news and he was in the Dáil chamber, particularly coming after that Joe McHugh news, today is very much the tarnisher going on the front foot and having an attack. He does bear some responsibility, says that he accepts the using an informal channel to leak this particular document was inappropriate. It was to his error and he bears sole responsibility. But after that, very much cuts in to the opposition and to the people who were involved in criticising him for this. As you said, those who made allegations went to extraordinary lengths to publish them. Their actions were politically motivated and often highly personalised at times, he said. The tactics and motives of those people should be the subject of some reflection, and calls them sworn political opponents before a list of things that he had issue with when it came to the coverage of. For example, he said it wasn't a contract, it wasn't classified, didn't go to cabinet, didn't constitute a pay deal, and that he was never investigated for any sort of data protection offence. So while from an opposition point of view, there's not a huge amount of places they can take this, the DPP has now made its decision, and while what Leo Varadkar, you can think it was wrong, there was nothing actually legally wrong, but the tarnished are very much not backing down in any way from the criticism of him.
Okay, Sean Defoe, a busy day ahead for you, if just watching the telly. Thanks very much for joining us, talking us through what's been happening domestically.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.